Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The amazing world that you and I live in together, and we share every day here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Yes, celebrating the day. It's all about the day, the week, the month, the year, especially this week, because everybody wants to go back and regurgitate all the old crap that's been a part of our year.
Yeah, the year. And remember this, and remember that. Also, we remind ourselves that we have no concept of time, because something that happened at the beginning of the year, we're like, wait, wasn't that only 4 months ago?
Or yeah, right, exactly.
3 years ago?
Yep. We think that all the time. Well, I guess the thing that will be on people's minds for the rest of the year, at least people in upstate New York, is the blizzard, the death toll from the blizzard that has paralyzed western New York and eastern Pennsylvania, 28 people in that immediate area, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people are without power. And it's just one of those things. It's kind of a waiting game as much as anything else. The weather's getting a little bit better. It's still cold up there. That's what happens after a snowstorm. You may have, if you grew up in New England like I did, or any place where there has been frequent snow during the cold weather months, you know that right after the snowstorm, woof, does it get cold for about 24 to 48 hours. That's just seemingly what happens. And the Polar Express is really affecting those areas, so it's dangerous.
The train?
Yeah, the train, yeah. No, what are we? We started calling it something else. It was a polar vortex. What the heck?
Polar vortex, yeah, there's the polar vortex. There's the Arctic bomb.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, well.
Bomb cyclone or whatever.
The weather has caused chaos in terms of traveling. Thousands of flights were canceled yesterday. Southwest Airlines is crumbling before your very eyes. Here was an airline whose purpose was to give people something of a better bargain, and they were successful in doing that. And so instead of keeping that formula, they've done what every other big airline has done, get bigger and bigger and become the same as the rest of them, so that now, Jay and I were talking about this earlier, it's no less expensive. You don't save any money flying on Southwest any place that you go to. It's exactly the same price as most of the routes that are duplicated are American routes, because they both have their headquarters in Texas. Even though they fly all over the country, they have real competition with each other in and out of the Southwest. And
well, a lot of times they're the only nonstop option for some places.
Yes, they are. Yep, right. But it's just because they seem to have now lost their relationship with the flight attendants and the pilots. They used to have, they used to have fun. I haven't flown in Southwest for a long time because I don't like it. I keep saying this all the time, as much flying as I do. I wish that Delta went more to the places that I go to, but American happens to be the one that does. And I have, so many miles and stuff. It makes more sense to fly with them. But there's nothing really special in the air anymore. And the Southwest situation, it's just bad management. The guy who founded it, I remember interviewing him, his name is Herb Kelleher. He was a chain-smoking genius. He knew how to make this work, and he did, and the people around him, the woman that followed him, that ran Southwest for a while until they put this new guy in, they were fabulous. Now the new guy's a bean counter. He doesn't know what he's doing, as most of the other people that run these airlines. The only people, the guy who's president of Delta is a former pilot. He knows how to fly. He knows how the airline works. He knows how to deal with the people. So that's why Delta is the best airline. But Southwest is just a mess. So I don't want to focus on that too long. In Ukraine, the Russians are at it. The Ukrainians are at it. That's pretty much what's been going on since the beginning of the year, right? If you look at the end of the year, Ukrainian forces are now recapturing a lot of the cities that the Russians came in to occupy early on. They keep pushing them out. So, okay, what's wrong with that? That's the headline for the year, I think. Russians lose, Ukrainians win. That's it. Now, there are some things that are happening with Taiwan and China that are a little bit concerning, I suppose, depending on how you look at it, much as anything else. They're bluster and huffing and puffing and stuff. So we've sent a bunch of more ships than planes into the area. And I was reading the story of one of these ships. It's a destroyer called the USS Zumwalt, named after the admiral. If you look at this, just Google this ship. $4.5 billion to make this thing. It has no window. It has no way of visually looking outside of the ship. Everything in it is technology, and everything about it is failing. So here we spend, this is another raw example of the military industrial complex gone completely awry. So these guys come up with a concept and they convince the Navy that this is a ship they have to have, like a stealth ship. And if you look at it, it just looks like it was boarded up to begin with, right? Have you seen a picture of it? Did you look it up, Jay?
No,
the USS Zumwalt. That's the thing to look up. This is one of the ships that you and I as taxpayers have. It was named after Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, who was the youngest chief of naval operations in the history of our Navy.
This thing looks like something out of the future.
Yeah. It's a guided missile destroyer. Its main purpose is to provide anti-aircraft support for the rest of the fleet. But it looks like something that... It looks like it's all boarded up. Its construction took years and years. It took them 5 years to build this thing. Started in 2008. It was commissioned, actually, not until 2016. It went into the water in 2013, but it's only been in commission for 6 years. It has been nothing but trouble. There are a couple of other destroyers that are just like this. And, you think about how we get led down this path, and whether you as a taxpayer know what's going on with your money, the Zumwalt is the people that are in it are amazed and actually kind of afraid. It looks like a submarine that won't go into the, it doesn't dive. Mm-hmm. That's the best way.
It looks like a prison. It looks like a prison.
Yeah, it does. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think we are so easily led astray by all these people who say we have to spend more money on defense. It's just as craziness. That seems to be the conservative line. You know, we have to spend more, we have to protect ourselves. Well, we spend more money, so-called, in the protection racket. And what do we get for? We are a secure country, to be sure. But do we have to spend as much money as every other, including the Chinese and the Russians? We spend more money on defense than all the other countries in the world combined. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to build.
That's working because wars aren't happening on our soil.
Right. But that doesn't mean that people aren't going to threaten us. I just think it's overdone. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that we could. Yeah, maybe what I'm thinking is Pollyanna-ish and not realistic. That's what a lot of people would say anyway. It's not realistic. But I don't know. It's frustrating. It is. It's just frustrating to see all of this stuff, frankly. All right, where are you going to celebrate New Year's Eve? What are you going to do for New Year's Eve? You figured that out yet? What are you and Ryan going to do?
Yeah, we are going to dinner and then just back home and hanging out with family. My parents, our son, and our nieces.
Yep. I'm just looking around. That didn't mean anything to me.
It's just another day that ends in Y.
That's all. Yep. It's just another day. And Mark said, it's an interesting conversational piece. I remember when the last relationship that I had, we used to do New Year's Eve. We had this is maybe too much information. We had broken up for a while, and she decided that she wanted to come back. And so I remember she came over. I wanted to be with her on New Year's Eve, and I hadn't talked to her for a while. So she came over to the house and she sat on my bed. And she said, I want to spend New Year's Eve. I said, why don't you come over here? And she wasn't sure she wanted to, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, she did. And we had a wonderful evening. It was one of the most memorable evenings that I can remember. Just the sweetness and thinking about the future and stuff. And we toasted and we were in bed at 10 o'clock. And you know, I think I can't remember the last time we tried to stay awake until midnight, but we didn't. I can't remember actually the last time I was awake at midnight on a New Year's Eve. I can't. And normally, because I was on the air, if it was a weekday, before you guys, you and Victoria, ruined it for me, I was on the air and I wanted, you know, to be...
Before we ruined it. I have only spent one New Year's Eve with you.
Nice. So then it wasn't you. It was Victoria, basically.
Me.
Right. Who blamed? And, of course, Jennifer was...
Victoria under the bus.
Yeah, right.
She's
right.
Sure, Victoria.
Yeah. And then, well, Jennifer was an unindicted co-conspirator because she didn't want to get up on New Year's morning either. So I think I did a couple of
New Year's mornings. At that point, Jennifer just stayed awake.
Yeah, right.
The time
well, yeah, I think that that's probably what she did a couple
going.
Of times. Right. So under the circumstances, though, just when you think about what are you celebrating when you celebrate New Year's Eve? You're celebrating plans to look at the new year as a new opportunity, new beginnings, fresh. Everything about this time of year now, you've gone downhill into the end of the year. Like I used to spiral at the end of the year. Oh, man. But then the beginning of the year comes and they can order seeds for the garden and seeds to plant for the animals. I plant corn. And it's very easy. And the uptick here, the updraft is the days start getting longer. Right? We've already been through. We have a week of the new season. And it seems, I was chuckling to myself yesterday because it seemed like already the days seem longer. And we've only had a week, so we've added like 6 minutes to the daylight. But it just seems like things are brighter. And that's what the New Year's thing is all about as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. 18 after on Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. I'm the Dugger with Jay Kirshner going through our social media, the trending items, stuff that people are talking about on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. By the way, you can connect with us. Facebook and Instagram, the address is at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter is Good Day On Air. I'm going to spend a moment talking about Terry Bradshaw because the more I look around, I'm not a sports guy, but I think there's been something about Terry Bradshaw. He's gone beyond the sports identity that he had. He always seemed to be kind of a character whenever you'd see him in an interview situation. He certainly has done a lot after playing. He's been involved with several networks when it comes to football, but he's done other things. He's having a tough time of it now. He doesn't look good, I don't think. He was talking about Franco Harris dying this past week, and then you look at him and people are commenting more on him than they are Franco Harris because he's had that cancer. He's got a couple of cancers, I think, doesn't he? Hasn't he a couple of places in his body, Jay? And it seems to me he thought he had it and licked
it, and then something else pops back up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So hold a good thought for him. He's a good, interesting American character. Another interesting American character is Chris Pratt, the actor. We'll talk about the latest shenanigans in his life after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, let's get to Chris Pratt, shall we, Jay? Revealing on Instagram that he was stung by a bee in his eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's been following Instagram. this bee lady. She's so cool and brave, he said.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's this Texas beekeeper named Erica Thompson, and he is just kind of like obsessed with her and watches these videos and how she will look at the beehive and then she'll be like, oh, the bees are calm today, and just kind of sift through the pack with her bare hands to pull out the queen and all of this. And so then he was out and he saw a beehive and he was like, this is his time to shine. And there was another person standing near him that was like, be careful, those are bees, there's bees in there. And he's like, no, the bees look calm. And as he just kind of
goes closer to him,
one comes out, stings him right in the eyeball.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not, bees are, they're not going to bother you unless they perceive you're bothering them. It was like a cow I moved last night who had big horns, and I was bringing him to the farm, saving him, rescuing him from the Plymouth plantation. They were going to slaughter him, so I brought him back to the farm. I don't know this cow. Cow has horns that will come off in a couple of days, but in the meantime, you stay away. You keep your distance. If you don't know the animal, no matter what it is, and bees, why would you get into...
And they don't know you.
They don't know anything.
Your bees know her.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a fragrance that goes with it. Their bees are very sensitive to smell. So as Jay has just said, hey, listen. And so apparently he was very nervous about this.
Yeah. You see a bee, you run.
Yeah. I think that's the lesson to take away from it. Yes. Stay away from bees. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pittsburgh Steelers are staying alive. Kenny Pickett led an 80-yard game-winning drive to guide the Steelers past the Ravens 16-13 on Sunday Night Football in Baltimore. The rookie gunslinger hit Najee Harris for a 10-yard touchdown pass with 56 seconds left in regulation. And Minka Fitzpatrick picked off Tyler Huntley on Baltimore's final possession. Pickett passed for 168 yards and a score, while Harris had 111 rushing yards to go along with his touchdown reception. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says his team fought through adversity this season and still has a chance at the playoffs.
It's not about what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. We're a group that stays solid in spite of circumstance.
Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett says he's gaining more trust from his teammates and coaches every week.
You know, it's just confidence that, you know, I've always had in myself is showing up on the field, and I think guys are, you know, starting to feel that, which is always good. Like I said, going to a huddle and seeing how confident everybody is as a quarterback, you know, they have a lot of belief in you, and I have a lot of belief in the guys in that huddle.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Somebody wanted to know, Jay, what my bucket list of things to do this year. I have a plan at the beginning of the year. No, I don't. You know, I've lived my life not necessarily planning it. I've had things that I wanted to do. But if you'd have told me a year ago at this time, I'd be involved in a development deal to build a what we call an agri-hood, which is something you're going to talk about this week on the American Family Farmer. What does that mean to farms, and how does it work on a farm? If you'd have told me I would be involved, I would have told you you're nuts. But here I am, one-third of a group who is putting together something, and I bring, obviously, it's a development that's being built around a farm. And so this is my expertise is in the farming area and maybe helping to promote and make it work. But I really am surprised at what I'm learning or I'm finding it intriguing Comes like a whole new dimension to my life. I've not been involved in this business before, and I'm bringing, I suppose, maybe some of my business instincts to it, but pushing people along to get stuff done. And it just is, it's kind of a fun thing. I think what I was thinking, if I have one item that sort of overtook me at the beginning of the year 2022, it was to get out of remote work, even though that's how I do my work. It has always been how I do my work, but there are other things that were going on, some of the farm stuff that I wanted to put my hands on that I couldn't, you know, that sort of thing. And I guess we all have. You wouldn't have thought that you would be, at the beginning of the year, you were planning, you sold your house and you were going to buy another one in Nashville. You weren't planning to move back to Cleveland in the beginning of of 2022,
had
right?
Had that been the plan, had that been the plan, we would have already bought a house in Cleveland at the end of the summer. All of our belongings, like 85% of our belongings, would not still be in storage, sitting in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, which is where we were planning to move.
Uh-huh. I told you.
Yeah, it's crazy how life really takes you places, and it's a fun ride when you love it.
Yeah. Brendan and I spent, when was Christmas, Saturday or Sunday? Saturday. No, Christmas was Sunday. So Saturday, Brendan and I went to, I have a storage locker from all the homes that I've owned in Los Angeles, and when I moved out the last time I got a, I rented a storage locker. And it wasn't, it was big, but it wasn't that big. I had some furniture in it and some other things, the stuff I used for radio out there and my clothes and all the things I would have in my home. And it was the expense, the crazy. It just went, it was twice as expensive now as it was 6 or 7 years ago when I got it. And I thought to myself, what's in there that I need versus, you know, what am I keeping that I'll never use again?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and Brendan is a great believer in tossing whatever you're not using. So he said, okay, Dad, we're going over to, to the storage unit. So we did. We spent 5 hours there on Saturday cleaning out stuff, throwing it away. And he knows how apoplectic I get when I'm not a hoarder, but I don't like to throw things away that may have some value.
Or the emotional meaning. Like a lot of times we don't hold on to things because we're actually holding on to the time that we had that, where it's like, well, we still have those beloved memories. There's no reason for this object to still be in our lives while those memories can live on.
Yep. Tuesday, December 27th, on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, we're talking about the aftermath of this winter storm. The number of people, it looks like 50 is the number now, who have died in this storm up in Buffalo, New York, in that area. There apparently is more snow on the way, and I'm looking at some of the drone video of police going up and down streets trying to get through to people that can't seem to get out of their homes, people who have died of a heart attack shoveling snow, you know, all kinds of things. But the drifts along the side of the road look like they're 6-7 feet. This is a winter storm that will be talked about, I'm sure, for a long time. And now the frigid Arctic, the Arctic, I've always had a time with that. Arctic. I always call it Arctic, but it's Arctic air. There's another, it's like frozen city, like frozen city up there. And you look around, they had 4 feet of snow on top of the 4 feet of snow that they already had. The people that were trapped in their cars, you see some of them? They just had to stop because of the whiteout conditions. They couldn't drive. Mm-hmm. And then they got stuck, and they were in their cars for 2 days.
This is why you should always make sure you leave the house with a coat, because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't need a coat. I'm going to be in my car, and I'm only going to be outside for a brief amount of time from walking from my car to another place. Have blankets in your car, sometimes have like a snack and some additional water, but also be aware that it might freeze if it's really cold.
Yeah. Well, the storm came in after 2 inches of rain fell, so that froze, and that made everything like an ice skating rink. And then the 40-mile-an-hour winds that blew up the snow drifts because it got cold fast, the snow was dry, so then there was that they had to deal with. And I'm thinking back to, remember February of 77 or 78? Somewhere, I think it was 78. The Northeast was, the entire Northeast was like unbelievably messed up because of a snowstorm. I remember I was in the bus business at the time, and I used to run the buses from Boston to Worcester. And we had a bus that was stuck on a hill on Route 9, which was the major thoroughfare at the time between Boston and Worcester, and the bus couldn't get up the hill, and it just been cars around it, and there were 80 cars. They didn't have a pile up, they just couldn't move. And they stayed in the snow on that road. I remember driving over a bridge, looking down, trying, you know, we got to them, we managed to get to the people that were in the bus and other people that were around, but then there was no way. You couldn't transport them. They had to walk wherever they were going because nobody could get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most amazing blizzard. And I think locally, even like 55 or 60 people died as they stayed in their cars. The cars ran out of gas. And, you know, they froze to death because it got, you know, it was only 14 or 15 degrees a day or two after the storm. It was, oh, man, what an amazing reality. All right, well, food to fill. We just hold a good thought for all these people and be thankful it isn't happening to you. I guess that's kind of the way you look at it under the circumstances. Here's a note for small to mid-sized business owners. If your business stayed open during COVID, you have a very important date with COVIDpayment.com to get some very good news for you. The federal government set aside funds in that CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during the 2020 and 2021 struggles with COVID. So the payments that would come to you now are not loans. You don't have to pay them back. You get your hands on the money by going to COVIDpayment.com. Your company can qualify if you stayed open during the COVID problem 2020-2021, up to $26,000 per employee. That's right, you heard it correctly, $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com, answer a few simple questions, and then the folks who are experts there will help you get what you deserve. Nobody knows more about this than these people, so why not trust them to get what you need and what you do? They'll do all the work, and they'll take a percentage of it once you have gotten the funds. COVIDpayment.com. Businesses of all types, everything you can think of, restaurants, construction, nonprofits, churches, you name it. Anybody who took a PPP loan, you'll get more money and you don't have to pay it back. Up to 26 grand per employee. Please check out for your own benefit the things that are available to you by visiting COVIDpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
44 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. One of the things that's been a constant in this program over the years since the 19, in the early 1990s has been the presence of Uri Geller. And you all remember last week I was visiting with him in his home in Jaffa, Old Jaffa. Learned a lot about the city that I didn't know. For example, Napoleon started his war in the Middle East from that spot. It's the oldest port in the world. All right, so that's my historical point of view. What are you thinking about today? You're always thinking about something. What's on your mind, Uri?
Yeah, just to correct you, Napoleon invaded Old Jaffa 10 meters from the entrance to my museum, killed 3,000 Ottomans, and that's when it all started. But, you know, a lot of people ask me about Albert Einstein, and I tell people, and if you'll allow me to give them all my tips, I tell people that you can easily make your brain more powerful than Einstein. And, you know, he was one of the greatest thinkers of the 20th century. And we always know, and we feel that we're using only 10% of our brain. So I'd like to how to use more than 10% of your own brain.
All right, you're on.
Let's begin.
Yes.
First of all, our mind power is like an iceberg with almost 90% lying hidden beneath the surface. But it's hidden, but still there. And it's awfully massive. Now, let's call our hidden 90% of our mind power the subconscious. Now, the subconscious, Doug, is like the subcontinent of Alexander's days. You know, it's a vast treasure house waiting to be explored and utilized. Also, our subconscious, Doug, is always listening. Listening, absorbing, soaking up experience, like almost like a sponge. So what I'm telling you guys, everyone who's listening, talk to your subconscious. Talk to that submerged 90% of your mind. Tell it again and again. I'm strong, I'm relaxed, I'm happy. Because your subconscious will absorb this message and it will make it true. Sometimes, and most people don't believe in this, but sometimes your subconscious talks back. When it talks back to you, listen to it. Listen carefully. Because messages from your subconscious are, I call them instinct. I call them intuition. That's how I found my thought factory, with intuition. These are psychic gifts that we all have. So develop your psychic mind power. Listen to your subconscious and use even more of your brain than Albert Einstein. That simple. So if you follow my tips, you will be very successful and you will draw into your life whatever you wish, whatever you imagined. How's that?
That's a play on my theme of thoughts are things. Frankly, I learned a lot from you as we went through. I was thinking of the book Mind Power that was out. Was that in the 90s? When I remember the Orange Circle, and that was a book.
Yes.
But there was another book that was called Mind Power that's still is still in publication, is it? Now, can't people find all these books from you on Amazon, the earlier ones? And now, yeah.
You know, all the books in the world are on secondhand bookstores, on eBay, on Amazon. But you can still find my old Mind Power Kit. But I urge you to get my new books. I Learn How to Doubt, which is basically I'm teaching people how to use the most powerful search engine in the universe, and that's your intuition. And my other book is You Can Have It All, because I started from nothing, like you, Doug. We're two poor kids growing up in poverty, but we made it because we believed in ourselves, because we sent that message out to the universe. I want to be successful. I want to be wealthy. I want to be healthy. And if you know how to do it, these wishes will come true.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music, and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Simply for my own self-gratitude.
Of course it is.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah. No, it's
but
good.
But I
got to
tell you, there's nothing cooler, in my opinion, than watching the Poseidon Adventure with an audience. It's, as you know, my all-time favorite film. It's the perfect time of the year. New Year's.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm going to tell you something which still amazes me. It's Irwin Allen, when he produced that movie, hired Ronald Neame, who is a director of dramas. He did a movie called The Prime of Miss Jean Brody, and it was a good marriage because Irwin Allen was just, he was like the George Steinbrenner of movie making, just uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. But when he had a good director, he made good movies, which was The Poseidon Adventure and The Towering Inferno. But those sets in that movie for $5 million budget, I still think are incredible. The engine room, it looks so much better than the remake Poseidon, which was $150 million.
It was quite the thing. And it was Lindsay, I think it was the first time we saw Lindsay Nielsen in a role that wasn't.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, obviously he went on to do the Naked Gun airplane movies, but he's the captain. He has one line in that movie I sort of chuckle at. When right before the wave hits, he looks at the officer, and he says, "By the way, Happy New Year." It's like a straight line reading, but you could almost see where he's able to do parody.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis wishes her late mother could see her legacy as the number one movie of all time. You were talking about this Psycho, an Alfred Hitchcock horror film, was released in 1960, tops the list of Variety's most important movie of all time. What do you think of that? Do you agree with that?
Now, listen, it's obviously an important movie because it was groundbreaking at the time. And what it did, is it took a main character and really spun the audience on its head when they killed her off in the shower, because most people thought that character would be in the last frame of the film. So that was actually really cool. I'm actually a bigger fan of Psycho 2, which came out in 1982.
Why?
But obviously Alfred Hitchcock was a groundbreaking director.
But why do you like the second one more than the first one?
I'll tell you why. Because the Norman Bates character is likable in the second film, and you sort of root for him. He's sort of an anti-hero. And I like the homages and the way it's done. It's more modern. I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
Here's one thing. Box office news of interest. Avatar, Way of Water, on Monday, yesterday, did $32 million, which is higher than projected. Yeah. So 4-day week at $96 million. That's the only bright spot, really, at the box office. Everything else is is shakehead. You
not
shake
doing
head
well.
And say, boy, oh boy. It should be
and
a lot better, but
that includes the Whitney Houston movie. Yeah. I was talking about that yesterday. Clive Davis talking about how she tried to give up drugs. He tried to get her off of drugs, and it was a, you know, it was fruitless. So anyway, that's the story. That's our report. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments on the Good Day program at 58 past the hour.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.